Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Damon Bruce.
Welcome, 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 and thank you, City of Oakland. That was spectacular. It was really a beautiful day. An incredible parade, smiles, I mean miles of smiles. It's the only way to say it. And now I get to do a radio show wearing sunglasses.
That's right. You look very
douchey? Is that the word you're looking
that.
For?
Well,
like thank
this.
You. I get to do a radio show wearing sunglasses because I sent my wife home with my normal glasses. So welcome to the Stevie Wonder Ray Charles Show. It's great to have you here today. An incredible day for the Warriors. What a day for Oakland. We are going to take you through the sights, the sounds from that parade. We had an incredible place to watch the parade from, and that was right in the middle of the parade.
So
the 95.7 The Game flatbed truck rode up that parade route, and we were greeted wonderfully. I mean, just wonderfully. People shouting for hosts and shows, and it could not have gone any better. It could not have been more fun. It could not have been better weather. I mean, you can plan a parade, but you can't plan the weather, and boy, did the Warriors just go ahead and win a weather championship for a day for a parade? And I know last year was spectacular as well. So these are good times. These are good times. I don't want this to be there's nothing to be negative about today. Nothing at all unless you change subjects. And I'm not about to change subjects because today's a day to celebrate what we just all saw. And I would love to hear from you, 888-957-9570, if you were there, what you saw, what you'll remember, what you took away from this afternoon. We got a lot of sound to play back for you. The one thing that I cannot help that it went through my mind, and Gianna, I even said, how often have I ever asked you to film something?
Once. Literally once. So never, basically.
As we were driving through that, I could not help but think, what are the Raiders doing? I mean, to leave the Bay Area, the enthusiasm in the Bay Area, the happiness of the Bay Area, as much as this Bay Area loves its teams, man, something else, really, really something else. And it was just a spectacular afternoon, which left everybody smiling. And guess what we want in sports? We always want more. The talk about more didn't take very long to get to the players, obviously. Kevin Durant weighed in.
Why was that even a discussion? Why were we even talking about that? Yeah, for sure. We want to do this thing again. All the love and support.
Hell yeah. We want to do this thing again. I absolutely want to do this thing again. And Gianna, as we were pulling in, as we were pulling off the parade route to its end spot, last block of people, I kept on saying to everyone, see you next year.
Because that's just what we're assuming.
See you next year.
I hope so. That was amazing today.
It was one of the most special days I've ever had in the position that we get to enjoy. We really get to enjoy what we do. Gianna and I are very lucky to be able to come to you. And on a day like today, the fringe benefits of doing what we do are greater than, you know. I mean, look at it this way. You know what people like for a good job well done? A lot of people like a big, giant pile of money to reward them. And, you know, I'll take a big, giant pile of money to reward me, or you can reward me with a lifetime memory. And I'm going to tell you right now that there is no price to be put on that experience. It is really something else. It was great. If you were there, I hope you enjoyed it. We got a lot of people calling in. We'll take your calls, 888-957-9570. Go ahead and be patient with us as we get your calls up and on. It's been a very busy day. I I'm
like
already
just raced in here, basically.
Like we did. We got here about 15 minutes before the show started. We are not exactly prepared, but the time that we would spend preparing to do a show was spent in a parade today, and that time was well spent as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sure you will agree. One of the things I saw on social media was that the Warriors parade, which yesterday we even had some buffoons calling in and say, oh, it's parade light. I'm not interested. There's no rally point. Let me tell you what really stinks. Jogging past 90% of the people on the parade route as fast as possible so you can get to an end spot or a rally point where you put on a show for 10% of the people. What we saw today, I think, is a little bit of a rebirth of championship parades and how they should be done. That was interactive. If you went, there is a chance you touched a Golden State Warrior if you got there early enough to have a front row ringside seat. It was a really, really special day. A lot of people got to high-five an NBA champion today. The Warriors, I think, really, really liked it. Steph Curry totally enjoyed the fact that they were able to get off the float and hop around and shake people's hands and thank them and take pictures. And because of that, Gianna, the parade that we thought would be over in about an hour's time stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched. I even think it got underway a little late, and then it stretched because players wanted to stop. And look at it this way. If you are an NBA player and it is your parade, that day you are allowed to do whatever you want. All of those players hold up that parade route. You go ahead, you go out, you reach out, you touch the people, you love them. It was fantastic. It really, really was. I think the star of the day, when we really talk about who had an amazing afternoon, Jordan Bell.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
Jordan Bell's rookie year has officially been turned all the way up.
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
I don't know what champagne is. I'm on
I mean, that's just good stuff. I'm on the head.
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
I don't know what champagne is. I'm on head.
Nick Young not stopping either.
My man, McGee. They hated us.
Yes. Nick Young, JaVale McGee. They hated us.
My man, McGee. They hated us.
There was fun, there was celebration, and of course, wherever there's Draymond Green and a championship to talk about, there will be shots thrown, there will be challenges met. And Draymond Green, pretty much today, even though the NBA Finals has been over since Friday now, decided that he was going to dunk on Tristan Thompson one more time. Remember, Tristan and Draymond nearly came to blows at the end of game one after Tristan Thompson and Sean Livingston had a little skirmish after the you're not allowed to shoot sportsman here, blah, 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 blah. We all know what happened at the end of game one. It was weird. Obviously, it's been an odd run for Tristan Thompson lately. All sorts of headlines you don't really want. And Draymond looked like he snubbed him in that handshake line. Well, it didn't just look like he went out of his way to snub Tristan Thompson. Draymond Green specifically snubbed Tristan Thompson and said so today.
We just cut from a different cloth. You know, there's a lot of guys in this league. They soft. We just cut from a different cloth.
That's real.
That's all I really got. We just ain't cut the same. I told one of them dudes from Cavs after the game, he tried to shake my hand. I said, Tristan, we ain't cut the same.
Tristan, we ain't cut the same. That's an interview today on NBC Sports Bay Area where we'll be getting an awful lot of our sound from. We have sound live from the parade route to, live on tape anyways, to share with you a little bit later on. I got the chance to talk with David West, Steph Curry, Patrick McCaw, Damian Jones when the parade was over, and we got an awful lot to talk about today, along with the fact that Nick Wright is going to join me at 3:30. We're going to have Tony Bruno at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a whole bunch of player and player interviews for you today, so make sure you keep it here. It is a day to celebrate if you are a Warriors fan. If you were there, I want to hear from you. Hopefully you had an unbelievable experience. Let's start taking a couple calls. This is Michael in Oakland. Michael, declaring the parade a success?
Hey, Damon, what's going on?
We're doing good. What'd you think of today? Was it a successful day?
It was amazing. I mean, I'm originally from New York City, but I've been living in Oakland for about 10 years now, and I got to tell you, Damon, I never thought I would see a Warriors dynasty. This is remarkable. You know, think about it, Damon. Just like 5-6 years ago, they were awful. They were unwatchable. And now, you know, do you have a potential dynasty? I mean, it is a dynasty, but this could be like the Celtics of the 60s.
Yeah, it could.
Where the Warriors.
It could keep going. There's no doubt about it. It could keep on going.
This is awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Michael. It is an amazing time to think there is no team that meant less to the overall story of the NBA than the Golden State Warriors, and now there is no team that means more to the overall story of the NBA than the Golden State Warriors. Really is a special time. This is Stephanie in San Jose. How are you, Stephanie?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good. We had a good time today. Were you there?
Yes, actually, today was my first time going, and that just feels awesome to say, just for the fact that we could have gone last year, and we could have gone, you know, to all these parades, but we came to this one, and I'm telling you, we had a great time. It was amazing. The players were super interactive. Klay Thompson was probably my favorite. He came down. He was talking to the people, signing autographs. Then Steve Kerr came. I got to shake his hand. And, you know, he was there interacting with the people. It was such a good time. And the kids were so, like, because I went with my kids and my family, and even they had a great time. Obviously, Steph Curry was, like, the main attraction for the kids. They loved it. But all in all, I think it was a great experience. And jokingly, you know, we made new friends and stuff, and we said, see you next year, same spot, you know.
Nice. Absolutely. There's a very good chance we could all be doing this again next year. And just being able to say that out loud, And not really, like, have anyone listening roll their eyes, like, yeah, sure, see you next year. That's a very small chance of happening. Yeah. No, it's, like, a very good chance of happening. That is how unbelievable a moment in time this really is. Your phone calls, your celebration, your parade, it was extraordinary. What a day for Oakland. We were thrilled to be there. We were privileged to be there. And if you shared that experience with us, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. 888-957-9570. We got an awful lot to talk about. Off-season can wait for tomorrow. Player acquisition, who's got to go, who's got to stay? Yeah, we'll get to that tomorrow. Today is a day to celebrate. What happened? The Warriors are a dynasty. And by the way, the good news is, if you have to clean up that parade, there are already a lot of brooms there to do it with. I mean, really, really. There's tons of handymen and custodians who just happened to attend today's parade because I saw a ton of brooms. Fantastic day in Oakland.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Look out, fam. Gianna's lit.
I am lit. I had a good time today. I'm on a parade high.
Is it a natural high?
Other highs? Yeah, but I'm on parade high.
That was fun. It was an awful lot of fun. What an afternoon. The weather was perfect. The conditions were perfect. The confetti kept shooting in the air. The streets were just lined with people who were climbing up fence posts and telephone poles and traffic lights, anything they could do, anything they could climb on to get a better view. And I'll tell you, I really thought that the parade route was well selected because there were some narrower streets that it went down. It felt like the parade attendees were right on top of us.
Yeah, you could reach out from, and we were on a, you know, a flatbed truck thing, and you could almost touch the fans, which was really cool.
Absolutely. There were a number of times where fans were close enough to where you could reach on out and touch fingertips. I asked last night of our program director and our promotions guys as we were planning to go through today. I'm like, well, what do we have to throw from the float? I'm like, T-shirts, rally towels, Hershey's Kisses. Like, we got to have something. And they said, no, you can't.
No.
We're not allowed to throw stuff off the parade float into the crowd because it could create a skirmish in the crowd that could, I don't know, get ugly fast. I've seen it happen. It's not too hard to, you know, use your imagination. Could things go wrong? The answer is, yeah, sure. But it's too bad because I was dying to just, like, interact with people. And there were times when the parade would slow down and we would just have conversations with people. Yeah. People listen to the station, like the show. It was really, really cool. It was just an incredibly memorable day. And for someone who has, you know, been privileged enough to see a couple of these things, watching my wife, I was lucky enough to have my wife out there today, watching her see all of that for the very, very first time from that incredibly unique perspective that we had the privilege to enjoy. It was watching her watch the parade was as much fun for me as anything.
It really was. And the thing is, like, you're going down the streets and just people are screaming your name, cheering for the station. I mean, it was, and then you're looking up and there's all this ticker tape. It was surreal. It definitely was a bucket list for me to actually be in a parade like this.
And again, just
so cool.
Smiles.
Everywhere. It was
everywhere.
Really cool.
Everywhere. You know, we talk about sometimes the division in our country, in our communities. And it's amazing the healing power of sports and the way it just brings us together and unites us and gives us a common thread that when you tie everyone together with one common thread, it's a beautiful quilt. It really is.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awesome. Smiles everywhere. An amazing afternoon in Oakland. Clay Thompson, it's been 3 of 4. He says before they move to San Francisco, let's make it 4 out of 5.
Hopefully we're still knocking on some doors for a championship. Hopefully. No, we will be. We're all young. We're all hungry. We're going to enjoy this. We're going to enjoy our time off because we worked so hard for it. But we're going to be ready to go again next year. This championship is ours to protect. And we want to do something that will last in the minds of NBA fans around the world. And that's win 4 out of 5 and go from there. You know, this is especially since the Warriors are leaving Oakland next year. We want to leave Oakland on a great note and give them their 4th championship in 5 years. That's my goal.
Clay Thompson today, and I'd like to see that happen. If nothing else, then our next guest would have a conniption live on FS1, and that would be interesting to see. We'll have Nick Wright here in just a little bit. Meanwhile, it was Bleacher Dave. Loyal fan, Bleacher Dave, who wanted to turn his back on the Warriors parade. It was a watered-down version, no rally point. Well, what do you know? The Warriors, they got that right. Bleacher Dave, were you there? Did you go? And did you appreciate what the Warriors just gave the city of Oakland?
Man, I wandered down there this morning to check it out to see if it would be worth staying. And, oh, my gosh, was that a ball. I mean, to be right downtown across from Oaklandish where Kevin Durant came down off his bus and walked up and shook hands with the crowd was completely amazing. The weather was perfect. Everybody was chill. And I got to walk home from the parade and sit on my front porch and just contemplate those days. When I used to catch the bus from not very far from here as a kid, the 57th seat of the Coliseum to watch Purvis Short and Robert Parrish and Phil Smith, and could have never, ever imagined in my wildest, most we believe in days that we would have seen all of this in the last 4 years. This is an amazing ride. And no matter whatever else happens, I will always remember that experience being able to walk.
I'm
a distance from that parade right now.
I'm glad that you went out and checked it out. It turns out they did a really nice job with it after all. And I got to be honest with you, like the rally point at the end of the parade is a little bit of a bottleneck, and it's a whole bunch of goes nowhere quickly. Speeches run on too long. Like today, it was perfect. Like I think the Warriors really reinvented the right way to do it.
I'm not missing the rally right now.
No,
you know,
I'm not.
Like this was good.
I mean, what would you rather have, Bleacher Dave? A rally point or high five Kevin Durant?
Yeah, I just take high-fiving Kevin Durant, you know, every time. The thing about the rally point is if you have a privileged perspective, like you guys had today, it gives you more. But if you're on today like today, when it was like I felt a little warm, I think the amount of crowd and not having a huge mass at the end certainly made it easier for everybody to get in and out and for me to get home. No matter how you slice it, you know, change. There's one thing that's certain in life. It's a change. It will always continue to change. Let's hope that's one thing that doesn't change about the Warriors.
Thank you very much. Bleacher Dave, I'm glad you went. Glad you had a good time. I'm glad your commute was on foot and a good one. Larry Taxi, we were able to catch an Uber and get out of there.
Hey, Damon.
Have to get back in time. Larry, how are you?
I'm good. How about them Dubs and how about the parade? And if anyone says we ain't a dynasty, we made the Cleveland Cavs dynasty. That's 4 straight. And you know what? They could take all those brooms and wipe all the dirt out of Charles Barkley's mouth for all the crap he's given us.
Do you realize that the Cleveland Cavaliers have not won as many championships in the city of Cleveland as the Warriors have? I mean, the Warriors have won more championships in Quicken Loans Arena than the Cavaliers have. That's pretty cool, isn't it? This is Alex in Oakland. How are you, Alex?
I'm good. How you doing?
Awesome. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. So, Damon, as I went to this to the parade, it was amazing because I work right down the street from Oakland Acura, and so it was awesome. Everybody was getting tan, suntan lotion everywhere. It was really cool, the part where, you know, Jordan Bell got off the bus, you know, high-fiving the fans. And he's a class act, you know. But I think, you know, these Warriors are just going to be amazing. I mean, I grew up watching Michael Jordan and the dynasty that he had to deal with the Chicago Bulls. And now seeing this with the Warriors is amazing. On one side note, I was going to ask you a follow-up question was, what do you think about Kyrie Irving going to the San Antonio Spurs? I mean, I know Kawhi Leonard has got a $216 million contract extension waiting at the table for him, but what do you think about that? Because, you know, Parker's done.
You know what? Here's the deal, Alex. I'm not thinking about any other NBA team today. I really don't care what happens in the league today. This is a day for the Warriors. I don't think Kyrie's about to spend a year in Boston and then take off and go somewhere else. That doesn't sound realistic to me at all. But who cares? I mean, today is about one team, and that team just had a parade through downtown Oakland, and it was absolutely spectacular. I know there is a little debate about what is a dynasty for those who like to keep moving that finish line so the Warriors can never actually cross it. And our next guest, Nick Wright, is one of those guys who yesterday, you know, on his show on FS1 had this to say about the Golden State Warriors.
3 out of 4 would have been if it was Steph, Clay, Draymond. But when the best player is added midway through, you have to reset the dynasty clock. And I do think it might be the most talented team I've ever seen. But back-to-back titles is not a dynasty. And 3 out of 4 is only a dynasty if it's the same people involved. Like, they will be a dynasty, I believe, because I think they will win either next year or the next 2 years, or they could rip off an unbelievable run here. But you can't add your best player midway through and then say, but we get the credit dynastically from the first two.
What I think is amazing there is the notion that they could run off an unbelievable run here. They have run off an unbelievable run here. 3 out of 4, no matter who changed. I mean, I know that the 49ers dynasty began before they drafted Jerry Rice. We didn't reset the clock for Jerry Rice, who was the greatest football player ever. So we'll see what logic my good friend Nick Wright, FS1, has. You, of course, can catch Nick first things first on FS1, and he's always a good sport and comes on whenever we give him a call, no matter what barbs we trade in cyberspace or anywhere else. Nick, good to have you again. A lot of fun and smiling faces today in Oakland. It was pretty special.
Congrats to the people of Oakland on the championship. It looks like today was a wonderful day in the Bay Area. Wonderful day with the parade, despite the owner opening the door inexplicably to Kevin Durant leaving, which would, of course, then you would have to reset the dynasty clock again. I'm not sure on the dynasty rules. If Durant leaves this offseason, if you can then go back to the Steph and Clay title and act like these 2 years didn't count, I got to check the documents, but other than that, it was a great day.
How about this for Kevin Durant on his contractual situation?
Why was that even a discussion? Why were you even talking about that? For sure, we want to do this thing again. All the love and support.
Let's do this thing again, Nick.
Okay, so then there you go. So KD, and we know KD's never a guy to change his mind. He's obviously always very strident in his convictions. He's never a guy to discuss retiring out of nowhere.
Once every 9 years. He might even make a move once every 9 years.
No. Well, how about once every 9 hours? Because I do think he opened the door when no one was discussing it that, no, I'm going to retire when I'm 35. And then that evening went on with Jimmy Kimmel and was like, I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But hey, those are tomorrow problems and today is today and the Warriors are champions. I don't know why you got so in a tizzy about the fact that if this Warriors team is a dynasty, they're the first one to ever only have their best player for two titles. But that's, I guess those are, you know, that's a tomato-tomato distinction.
It totally is, and I think it's irrelevant to anyone who really talks, you know, of sports and what's the matter. Like, who is the best player is a constant ranking that is going on in your brain, and I appreciate that that's the way you think. It's so polar opposite of the way I think. Like, who is best? Who's number one, two, three, four, five, six, seven at all times? Like, never mattered to me in the concept of team sport, because it really is five guys as one, and the crisp right pass is better than any amount of talent anyone has ever brought to the court. And
okay,
so,
that's fine, but to act like I'm the anomaly rather than you is foolishness when every league we care about awards an MVP. Every league we care about awards either a postseason or a finals MVP. Those are the things on which players' all-time individual legacies are judged. So to act like there is not the constant debate, discussion, evolution
Wait, but
of
if MVPs, but Nick, if MVPs are your working definition of who's the best player on the team, Curry has more than Durant. He's the best player on the team. What are you talking about? Durant's the best player who got added halfway through. Curry's got more MVPs than Durant.
Right, but it's not about who has historically the most. It's been who's the best. Curry, if I'm not mistaken, you're obviously the expert. Curry and Durant have the same number of MVPs since they teamed up, correct? And Durant's got the two in the finals, right? I have that correct? I'm sure I do. But again, like, I'm not trying to – this was – it was a really odd thing that – and only – I get it. It's like New England Patriot fans. They find reasons to convince themselves they're persecuted when they're not. When you've won three out of four titles, when if not for an all-time gag job, you win four out of four titles. I understand why you are trying to grasp at people who are doubting you, but in that clip you played, I do believe I said you might be the most talented team ever.
You did concede that, which would anything else would be incorrect.
And I said you might go on an unbelievable run. Now you turn that into, saying we haven't already gone on an unbelievable run. Listen, man, yes, of course, three out of four titles is great. It's not unprecedented, though. Four in a row in modern NBA history would be unprecedented, and I would say it's simply unprecedented. Russell, Celtics, when there's eight teams and there's one round of playoffs before the finals, like,
right.
Miss me with that.
Things changed.
This would be the most impressive run, you could argue, not just in the NBA, but in modern American sports history. Again, assuming that, you know, I mean, I read today Draymond wants that Supermax, and y'all are flirting with Anthony Davis, and I think Clay is considering signing with a team in China. At least I think Kawakami reported it in The Athletic. I'm not certain.
I don't think you need to worry about that anytime soon. I'm glad that you're finally on board, Nick, with how good they are, because I really thought that you had gone out of your way to actively not miss or actively miss one of the greatest shows in the NBA. We've got Nick Wright joining us. Go ahead, Nick.
No, I'm sorry. I just want to remind your audience of something. Remind them is not the right word, because they don't know this. Before you guys won your first title, when you and I were first actually coming into each other's orbit, when I was doing local radio in Houston, and you're obviously the king of the radio in the Bay Area, I was catching so much crap because the year you guys, again, pre-73 wins, the year you guys won your first title before you did.
Right, cut the line.
I was saying it was a revolutionary way of playing basketball, a team that potentially had three Hall of Famers on it because I thought Draymond was already the best defensive player in the league because of what he did. And I picked them to win that title as much as you did. The next year, I thought it was the greatest team that's ever been put together, and then the greatest player who ever lived beat them. And then there was a bit of a Warriors-LeBron rivalry, and you convinced your audience, I hate these guys. I don't necessarily have a ton of affection for these guys, but I've always respected what they do on the court, and their ability to manipulate everything and add Kevin Durant was not too shabby either.
I do appreciate you conceding how good the Warriors have obviously been for four solid years in a row. It's great that you have Nick Wright. Let me go ahead and ask you this. Are you wearing a sympathy cast to help LeBron pretend that he broke his hand in the NBA Finals?
You're better than that, Damon.
I seriously, if Steph Curry came out wearing a cast on his hand after not telling you about a broken hand, you would have done an hour. You would have thrown up on your set at Fox Sports.
First of all, Steph Curry wouldn't have to, because we all know the rules with Steph. When he plays poorly, he's hurt. When he doesn't, he's healthy. Those have been the rules in the 2016 finals, or in the 2018 playoffs.
He did miss 30 games right before the playoffs started, Nick. I mean, that did happen.
It was remarkable to me that Steph, I mean, it's crazy, right? Like, he was in the Houston series, his health went quarter by quarter. In the NBA Finals, Game 2, he was clearly injured in quarters 1 through 3.
We weren't reporting that out here. That's you. You saying that. We're not saying that. No Warrior fan says that. You say that.
No. What Warriors fans say is, well, I mean, Steph's obviously 70%. Even though his trainer, his coach, and Steph all say he's fine, he's fine. Listen, LeBron gets no pass for breaking his hand in a self-inflicted injury. I gave him no pass on that. But to doubt the injury is to doubt photographic evidence that I will give the competing network credit. SportsCenter and ESPN did a great job. It's just a screenshot or a still shot of LeBron's left hand and his right hand, both on his hips, side by side from game 4. There is an obvious swelling of it. Now, I will tell you something that I have not revealed even on my television show. After game 4, I had a meal with, let me put it like this, people very, very close to LeBron.
How's Maverick doing?
Furious is the wrong word. They were very upset that this got out. I know you're going to find that hard to believe. I know everyone believes, even though Sam Amick, who broke the story, swears up and down LeBron's people didn't leak this. LeBron was more comfortable with the narrative being he got burnt out and his spirit was broken, rather than the narrative being a guy whose durability is arguably the single most impressive thing on his resume, that he hurt himself in a fit of rage. He did not want this information out there. Once it got out there, I don't think he minded people knowing how significant of an injury it was, but it was not LeBron or his people that leaked he had the broken hand.
His hand didn't look broken when he picked up his purse after the end of game 1. I'll tell you that much right now.
Listen, man, you live in the Bay Area. I know you're not hating on exorbitant fashion.
It's a European man bag out here is what it's called, Nick.
I've seen the pictures of you and the lovely, is it fairly fair to still say newlywed, whatever it is, your lovely bride who seems to be a tremendous woman, I assume, with some type of congenital eye failure.
She's very patient.
Whatever. I've seen you guys skirting around town, going to Catalina wine mixers. Thank you, Carrie. I don't try to front like you're not up on the latest of fashion.
You are an unbelievable human being. I love arguing sports with you, and that's what we love doing around here. Nick, thank you very much, but you now have to leave my show on Warriors Parade Day. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Sorry if you got a little sideways on Twitter yesterday. Always love you, Damon.
You're the best. Later, thank you very much. Nick Wright joining us here. He's finally on board. He's finally willing to concede they're not a bad basketball team, and that's like another win for the Warriors right there. That's almost like they've won 5 in a row over the Cavaliers now. 888-957-9570. We got a lot of people who want to call in. Let me tell you how this is going to work. We're going to come back from this short break taking your calls, and then I am going to bring you the star of today's show, Steph Curry, coming up next. Exclusive one-on-one interview that you have not heard yet with yours truly. That's coming up next here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Damon Blue Show on 95.7 The Game.
The team with the best record in the last 4 years over the four-year history of the NBA had itself a parade today, and it was spectacular. It was billed as an interactive, more touchy-feely parade, and that's exactly what Warriors fans got. If you were there today, we'd love to hear from you, your critique, what you thought, your review of the afternoon, because all the people that we have been in touch with that have reached out and touched us so far here at the station have told us stories about, hey, today I feel like I met Kevin Durant, or I feel like I met Steph Curry. I don't know how many people went to the Eagles parade and feel like they met Philadelphia Eagles. If you got there early enough to have pole position on the fence, there's a chance that someone gave you a high five who plays for the Golden State Warriors today. I thought it was a unique, very cool, interactive afternoon that left everybody with a really good feeling and feeling awfully satisfied. We rode the parade, which ended, Gianna, near the Oakland Museum there.
Yes.
And then all the players started to funnel in. When Steph Curry was funneling in, he was supposed to be funneled towards me to do a one-on-one interview. He got funneled towards Stymets, Towney, and Guru. A part of me wanted to grab Steph's shoulder and say, no, you're supposed to come here. But a part of Stymets, Towney, and Guru would have been completely in their right to hit me over the head with the steel chair if I had done that to them. You mean Steph Curry's about to sit down with us and you're going to pull him up? No way. They would have beaten me senseless, and rightfully so. Steph was so cool that when he finished appearing already once live on this station, he gave me a little one-on-one, and we'll have that for you here in just a minute. Gianna has a corresponding social media picture of his shorts, so you understand the story that he tells that she'll be sharing in just a moment. 888-957-9570. What did you think of the parade? Robert Emeryville, thanks for the call, Robert. You're on the Damon Bruce Show.
Hey, Damon, what's happening?
What's up?
Hey, I was at the parade today. I got to say, though, your last guest tried to rain on our parade with that weak soft explanation of what the Warriors really are, and I liked it that you went Hoosier on and talking about how the Warriors are, it's all about team with them. The parade was awesome today, and it wasn't just having a chance to see the players, but really it was the fan interaction. You know, a million of us out there, just different walks of life, people with all kinds of different stories, how long they've been Warrior fans. Many of them, like the last caller that you had talking about going to the games, watching Purvis Short, people from all over the country. It was just really neat to see how many fans out there love sports and how this team, how the joy that they have brought to the Bay Area have brought them together. It wasn't just a celebration of the Warriors, but it was a celebration of a community, of Oakland.
Well, I'm so glad that you said that, Robert, because it's actually almost exactly what Steph Curry says at the beginning of the interview that I'm about to play for you, where I basically said, hey, Steph, thanks very much for the fun afternoon. And he's like, nah, this isn't me. This is us. This is a community of Warrior fans. And Robert, thank you. I'm glad you had a good time today. I really, really am. It was, I don't know who had a bad time. I mean, at the parade, it was so much fun. The one thing that I got, and when the players went through it, very first championship, everyone is just like bouncy child in a bouncy house, electricity, overjoyed, do not know quite how to celebrate. The second championship came with a feeling of validation. Like a lot of guys got to go up there and say, hey, this wasn't just a one-time occurrence. We won another one of these two championships. If one championship validates you a little, two championships validates you a lot. We're very happy that we all are getting validated here. Today, the overwhelming message that I saw on players' faces when they were exiting, and remember, the NBA Finals was won on Friday. That was 5 days ago. These guys are at the end of a five-day party. Players were A, exhausted, and B, I think more than anything else, Gianna, they were relieved. They were relieved that they got to do this the way that they promised us that they would do it. And then for a minute there, it did not look as assured as it was. This absolutely was the first time that this got really, really hard. And when you're as talented as they are, and then you go out and you add Durant, you don't expect things, I think, to get really, really hard. And the really, really hard nature, I think, might have surprised a couple of the guys, even though they always say all the right things about how, you know, it's supposed to be hard, and we know it's hard, and that other team gets paid too. Yeah, and that's all true, and there's truth to it. But I do think these guys were relieved that they got to pull this one off. Joe Lacob talked about how much more difficult it was this time around.
Well, winning a championship is really the most important thing, right? That's what, this is sports. That's what we're trying to do. And we got the first one that was very, very special. We went on and got a second one, you know, after getting KD on the team, and that was incredibly special. There was a lot of pressure, of course, we all know, last year to do that. But this year was the hardest of all. And I think the only thing you can do is just set these goals and to have these dreams to begin with, and then just do everything you can. And that just speaks to the perseverance of our players and our coaches and our entire organization. They were able to grind it out, because that's really what it was like this year. It was hard. It was really hard to do what these guys did. And I think you all are, right? We're all so proud of them.
Yeah, and the people on the internet who want to let you know that there is no level of pride to be attached to this because it was such a foregone conclusion, that it was almost an effortless exercise, that's not true. As good as you can possibly be in the NBA, there are teams out there who can still beat you. That's what sports is. That's what pro sports is. And the Warriors were, look, they were not lucky. They didn't come out of nowhere. That's what lucky is. They were built to do this. They told us they would do it. It didn't look like they would, and then they did anyways. That's why we're ride or die, Gianna.
That's right.
That's why we're ride or die. We go to Max in Walnut Creek. Max, what do you got?
Damon.
Max.
Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to hear from you. I just want to say I saw you guys on the float, and you were turning up early in the morning. I really appreciate that as a Bay Area native.
Absolutely.
I just want to
That's
say
awesome.
That I saw Swaggy P turn from Swaggy P to Swag Champ, and JaVale McGee becoming Pierre two times. And I also saw Jordan Bell eat nothing the whole time he was at the championship parade, and then sipping Henny, going into the crowd to find some Henny, and at the same time flipping the, you know, newcomer with the veteran, Iguodala went into the crowd to get some barbecue.
That's awesome.
That is a veteran move. It really is. The fact that Jordan Bell went in the crowd for that bottle of Henny, it's funny because I saw that guy from the float. And he had a big one. He had the handle. I mean, he had a big bottle. So if Jordan Bell hit that again hard, this day is going to be a long one for him. It's already been a long one. Isn't that right, Jordan?
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne baths going
on
here?
I don't know what champagne is. I'm on here.
Thank you, sound courtesy of NBC. But Max, yeah, whatever. No matter who was eating or pouring or snacking, that whole thing was an unbelievable day of happy people. Everyone giving each other a high five.
Which was awesome. I love seeing all the families and just a bunch of just all kinds of people having a good time together.
It was great. Max, cool. Thank you very much for the call. I told you that I had a little Steph Curry for you. I'm about to give you that, a one-on-one exclusive with Curry as soon as he got off of his parade float. But first, Randy in Oakland, who was there? Randy, what do you got?
Listen, I called yesterday and I told you guys how bug it was the parade was going to be shortened, and it was kind of a bummer call. And I need to tell you guys, I'll be the first to say how wrong I was. How wrong I was. That parade was so awesome today, and it couldn't have been any better, any better. And like everybody says, it was all about the fans and the experience of everybody getting together. And I just wanted to call you guys today and let you know how wrong I was and how wonderful it was and how wonderful you guys are. And thanks for a wonderful show. You guys are great. So,
Randy, thank you. I tell you, a lot of people were really, really nice to us. I mean, and I was, first of all, that wasn't blushing. That's somebody getting a sunburn. That's what was happening to me today. But there was no doubt some things said by fans about today's show, about us, about listening to us every day that really made me blush. It was very, very sweet. I always expect to get a, you suck, no matter where I go. Like, it's just, you know.
It's just part of being Damon Bruce.
Exactly. It's part of the price of admission. Not one you suck thrown at me all day today. Which,
no.
That's a real special day. It really is.
It's humbling when you hear people yell your name and how much they love the show and appreciate the station. It was very, very cool. And we thank you all so much for listening. You make it what it is as well.
It was great. It really was. Somebody on the text line says, sounds like Randy hit that Henny a little bit, too. I think everybody hit it a little bit. I got to tell you, you want to know why we were so ready to go at the beginning of the parade? We did turn it up a little bit before that parade started. When we were still in a staging area. let's just say I'm a big fan of some of the decisions the morning show makes when the morning show gets off the air. Wow. They know how to throw it into our day of work is done. Do you want to have fun mode? Shout out Joe. Shout out Dan. Shout out Lo. Shout out Uptix. It was a good time.
It was a good time. We got to shout out Anna, too. Can't forget Anna.
Oh, shout out Anna. Passing out souvlaki. If you ate like a 6-course Greek meal today, that was from Anna. She probably had it with her in her pocket. It's amazing. Mike is in San Leandro. How are you, Mike?
Hey, doing fine. Hey, great parade. You guys do a great job, but I got a little complaint. They had the buses of the players spread out way too much. I was on the end of 20th Street. We had a 30-minute delay between the second bus and the third bus. There was nothing, and they have all these random people of who knows who they are on these cable cars and this and that. So that would just be something to talk about is they should have kept them closer together like they've done the last couple of years because there was some big delay between the buses.
I think that the reason why that happened is because guys kept on getting off their buses to interact with fans. So the parade was scheduled to keep on moving, but guys got out and just started high-fiving, and you can't yell at a champion to get back in your damn bus. The parade's got to move faster. It just doesn't work that way.
But they had these random people. Who are these people in the cable? I know the front office people, but they had these random people in these cable cars or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, you know, here's the thing. They were random to you. They were probably random to me, but they weren't random to somebody who was obviously involved in that organization. That's family. Those are kids. Those are people who work in tickets and parking lots and concessions, you know, and the Warriors try to do right by their entire, you know, if you work for the Golden State Warriors, I bet you were given a chance to be at that parade today, to either walk in it or sit in it or be part of it or get a VIP spot in it somehow, some way. Like there are the parade is for not just thank you, the players. It's thank you, everyone. Thank you, ticket office. Thank you, marketing. Thank you, everyone who made this happen. And so those are who all those other randoms are. And on one of those, who the hell are they, were us.
Exactly. And you know what? You have to appreciate them. Appreciate the guy who takes your tickets and the one who hands you your Coke when you're at Oracle. I mean, everyone has a job to do and they deserve to be celebrated as well.
But I you know, Mike, I hear you too. I'm not bashing your complaint or your observation that it got spaced out a little bit too much. After about 45 minutes, I was ready to go. I was like, this is incredible. But I've reached my wave quota. Like I have waved as much as possible.
You did good.
I can't stop smiling. I'd like to stop now. And like what I didn't want to do was be inauthentic. At the very beginning of the parade, the energy was real. The adrenaline was real. I was simulating my adrenaline and energy for the last 600 yards of that parade. Like I was ready to, I'm like, okay, I'm all done jumping now. I am 43 years old. You know, like I can't jump for 2 hours without being completely lit up.
And it was kind of hot out there.
And it was hot. I was melting a little bit.
But we did fine. And I'm sure, you know, we were fine. We had one of the best seats in the house.
Another sign of aging? Things get loud.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially the staging area where all the floats are together and you got all the floats with their competing sound and their competing songs. And they're not driving away from each other yet. So it's all in one space. And it's just, oh, that's a lot.
I want a megaphone next year so we can actually speak louder because my voice hurts, as you can tell.
Yeah, you're a little bit hoarse. And so here's what we need. We need a megaphone. We need a DJ.
Yeah, we need a DJ so we can compete with the music.
I think we need a stripper's pole, and I think we all need to take a spin on it.
Okay.
I think we need
you too.
I think we need super soakers.
Definitely, because it's hot out there. People would appreciate it.
I think we need confetti.
Definitely. Confetti, like shooter things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need snacks.
Well, I did have snacks in my purse. You just never asked.
Oh, okay. I could have used a snack at some point, a little snack. I think that we should have snacks and Hershey's Kisses to throw out to people, but we're told you're not allowed to throw stuff.
No, but we could have our promotions people walk by and hand them things.
And
nicely.
I just think next year we dare them. Like, what he can do? Arrest us at the parade? Because I threw a Hershey Kiss to a person from San Leandro. Get out of here.
I think we'd be okay.
Get out of here. There's no way they're actually going to slap the cuffs on me and haul me off. And as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to dare them to do that next year.
And we need a cooler with ice so we can keep the beverages flowing nice and cool.
I think I need my own car next year. I'm going to be totally honest with you.
Can I go with you?
Yeah, of course. If you worked on the show. Yeah. I think we need our own car.
Look at you.
And it's not that I don't want to hobnob with the riffraff.
Joe Lo and Dibs.
It's just, you know, a lot of people, closed spaces, sweaty. Could have used a little AC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.